I, the Lord, say to you, you have asked of me concerning the scriptures prepared on behalf of all those who seek to become my covenant people. Therefore, I answer you on behalf of all the people and not as to any individual. For there are those who are humble, patient, and easily persuaded. Nevertheless, people who are quarrelsome and proud are also among you, and since you seek to unite to become one people, I answer you as one. I covenanted with Adam at the beginning, which covenant was broken by mankind. Since the days of Adam, I have always sought to reestablish people of covenant among the living, and therefore have desired that man should love one another, not begrudgingly, but as brothers and sisters indeed, that I may establish my covenant and provide them with light and truth. For you to unite, I must admonish and instruct you, for my will is to have you love one another. As people, you lack the ability to respectfully disagree among one another. You are as Paul and Peter, whose disagreements resulted in jarring and sharp contentions. Nevertheless, they both loved me, and I loved them. You must do better. I commend your diligent labor and your desire to repent and recover the scriptures containing the covenant I offer for the last days. For this purpose, I caused the Book of Mormon to come forth. I commend those who have participated, as well as those who have offered words of caution. For I weigh the hearts of men, and many have intended well, although they have spoken poorly. Wisdom counsels mankind to align their words with their hearts, but mankind refuses to take counsel from wisdom. Nevertheless, there have been sharp disputes between you and that should have been avoided. I speak these words to reprove you that you may learn, not to upbraid you so that you mourn. I want my people to have understanding. There is great reason to rejoice because of the work that has been done. There is little reason for any to be angry or to harshly criticize the labor to recover the scriptures. And so my answer to you concerning the scriptures is to guide you in other work to be done hereafter. For recovering the scriptures does not conclude the work to be accomplished by those who will be my people. It is but a beginning. In your language, you use the name Lucifer for an angel who was in authority before God, who rebelled, fought against the work of the Father, and was cast down to the earth. His name means holder of light or light bearer, for he gathered light by his heed and diligence before he rebelled. He has become a vessel containing only wrath and seeks to destroy all who will hearken to him. He is now enslaved to his own hatred. Satan is a title and means accuser, opponent, and adversary. Hence, once he fell, Lucifer became, or in other words, was called Satan, because he accuses others and opposes the Father. I rebuked Peter and called him Satan because he was wrong in opposing the Father's will for me. And Peter understood and repented. In the work you have performed, there are those who have been Satan, accusing one another, wounding hearts, and causing jarring contention and strife by their accusations. Rather than loving one another, even among you who desire a good thing, some have dealt unkindly as if they were opponents, accusers, and adversaries. In this, they were wrong. You have sought to recover the scriptures because you hope to obtain the covenant for my protective hand to be over you. But you cannot be Satan and be mine. If you take upon you my covenant, you must abide it as a people to gain what I promise. You think Satan will be bound 1,000 years, and it will be so, but do not understand your own duty to bind that spirit within you so that you give no heed to accuse others. It is not enough to say you love God. You must also love your fellow man. Nor is it enough to say you love your fellow man. while you, as Satan, divide, contend, and dispute against any person who labors on an errand seeking to do my will. How you proceed must be as noble as the cause you seek. You have become your own adversaries, and you cannot be Satan and also be mine. Repent, therefore, like Peter, and end your unkind and untrue accusations against one another, and make peace. How shall there ever come 1,000 years of peace if the people who are mine do not love one another? How shall Satan be bound if there are no people of one heart and one mind? Therefore, in answer to your petition, the records you have gathered as scriptures yet lack many of my words, have errors throughout, and contain things that are not of me, because the records you used in your labors have not been maintained, nor guarded against the cunning plans of false brethren who have been deceived by Satan. The records of the old covenants, given from Adam until Moses and from Moses to my forerunner John, were written in holiness and contained light and truth. But the records you have received have not transmitted that which was first written in holiness, nor are they as many as the records on the plates of brass. And the plates of brass also do not contain all my words. Nevertheless, the records in the form you have of the old covenants, given from Adam until Moses and from Moses to John, are of great worth and can serve my purposes and are acceptable for this time. The records of my apostles containing my new covenants were to contain the fullness of my gospel. But during the formation of the great and abominable church, many parts were discarded and others were altered. False brethren who did not fear me and intended to corrupt and pervert the right way, to blind the eyes and harden the hearts of others in order to obtain power and authority over them. Conspiracies have corrupted the records, beginning among the Jews, and again following the time of my apostles, and yet again following the time of Joseph and Hiram. As you have labored with the records, you have witnessed the alterations and insertions, and your effort to recover them pleases me and is of great worth. You may remove the brackets from your records as I accept your clarifications, and you are permitted to proceed to the end with your plan to update language to select a current vocabulary, but take care not to change meaning. And if you cannot resolve the meaning, either petition me again or retain the former words. Nevertheless, you labor with an incomplete text. I desire to heal you from an awful state of blindness so that you may see clearly my will to do it. I promised to bring unto you much of my gospel through the Book of Mormon and to provide you with the means to obtain a fullness of my gospel. And I have done this. Yet you refuse to receive the truth, even when it is given unto you in plainness. How can you pursue the truth, yet remain unable to behold your own weakness before me? Unto what can I liken it, that you may understand? For you are like a man who seeks for good fruit from a neglected vineyard, unwatered, undunged, unpruned, and unattended. How shall it produce good fruit if you fail to tend it? What reward does the unfaithful husbandman obtain from his neglected vineyard? How can saying you are a faithful husbandman ever produce good fruit in the vineyard without doing the work of the husbandman? For you seek my words to recover them, even as you forsake to do them. You have heretofore produced wild fruit, bitter and ill-formed, because you neglect to do my words. I speak of you who have hindered my work, that claim to see plainly the beams in others' eyes. You have claimed to see plainly the error of those who abuse my words and neglect the poor and who have cast you out to discern their errors. And you say you seek a better way? Yet among you are those who continue to scheme, backbite, contend, accuse, and forsake my words to do them, even while you seek to recover them. Can you not see that your works fall short of the beliefs you profess? For the sake of the promises to the fathers, I will labor with you as a people, and not because of you, for you have not yet become what you must be to live together in peace. If you will hearken to my words, I will make you my people. And my words will give you peace. Even a single soul who stirs up the hearts of others to anger can destroy the peace of all my people. Each of you must equally walk truly in my path, not only to profess, but to do as you profess. The Book of Mormon was given as my covenant for this day and contains my gospel, which came forth to allow people to understand my work and then obtain my salvation. Yet many of you are like those who reject the Book of Mormon because you say, but you do not do. As a people, you honor with your lips, but your hearts are corrupt, filled with envy and malice, returning evil for good, sparing none, even those with pure hearts among you. From your unjustified accusations and unkind backbiting, you have not obtained the fullness of my salvation because you do not draw near to me. The Book of Mormon is to convince the Gentiles and the remnant of Lehi and the Jews of the truth of the words of my ancient prophets and apostles, with all the records agreeing that I am the Lamb of God, the Son of the Father, and I was sent into the world to do the will of the Father, and I am the Savior of the world. All must come unto me, or they cannot be saved. And how do men come unto me? It is by faith, repentance, and baptism, which bring the Holy Ghost to then show you all things you must know. If the Gentiles unto whom the Book of Mormon was given had hearkened unto the Holy Ghost, they would have come unto me in Hiram and Joseph's day. But they did not hearken and would not allow me to abide with them in word and in power, and in very deed. Hear therefore my words. Repent and bring forth fruit showing repentance, and I will establish my covenant with you and claim you as mine. I instruct my people to add to their records the following writings. You have eliminated the account of the revelation of April 3rd, 1836. Therefore, add the following account to your record.
On the third day of April 1836, Joseph and Oliver were in the temple in Kirtland, Ohio. The veil was taken from their minds, and the eyes of their understanding were opened. They saw the Lord in his glory standing above them, and the breastwork of the pulpit. And under his feet appeared, as it were, a paved work of pure gold, in color like amber. His eyes were as a flame of fire. The hair of his head was white like the pure snow. His countenance shone above the brightness of the sun, and his voice was as the sound of the rushing of great waters, even the voice of Jehovah, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am he who was slain. I am he who lives. I am your advocate with the Father. Behold, your sins are forgiven you. You are clean before me. Therefore, lift up your heads and rejoice. Let the hearts of your brethren also rejoice, and let the hearts of all my people rejoice, who have, with their might, built this house to my name. For behold, I have accepted this house, and my name shall be here, and I will manifest myself to my people in mercy in this house. Yea, I will appear unto my servants and speak unto them with mine own voice, if my people will keep my commandments and do not pollute this holy house. Behold and see, the hearts of thousands and tens of thousands shall greatly rejoice in consequence of the blessings that shall be poured out and the endowment with which my servants will be endowed in this house. Behold, the fame of this house shall spread to foreign lands, and this is the beginning of the blessings I shall pour out upon my people. Even so, amen. As his vision closed, the heavens were again open to their view, And they saw and beheld and were endowed with knowledge from the beginning of this creation to the ends thereof. And they were shown unspeakable things from the sealed record of heaven, which man is not capable of making known, but must be revealed by the powers of heaven. They beheld Michael, the archangel, Gabriel and Raphael, and diverse angels, from Michael or Adam down to the end of time, showing in turns their dispensations, their rights, their keys, their honors, their majesty and glory, and the powers of their priesthood, giving line upon line, precept upon precept, endowing them with knowledge, even here a little and there a little, holding forth hope for the work God was yet to perform, even the revelation of all things which are to come upon the earth, until the return of the Lord in glory with his holy angels, to pour out judgment upon the world and to reward the righteous. And they were unable to take it in. Therefore, they were commanded to pray and asked to comprehend by the power of the Spirit, to bring all things to their remembrance, even the record of heaven, which would abide in them. Amen and amen.
You have removed an altered document taken from an account written on July 12, 1843, and inquired of me concerning marriage. Therefore, let my people hearken to these things, and you will do well.
Marriage was, in the beginning, between one man and one woman, and was intended to remain so for the sons of Adam and the daughters of Eve, that they may multiply and replenish the earth. I commanded that there shall not any man have save it be one wife, and concubines he shall have none. I, the Lord your God, delight in the chastity of women and in the respect of men for their wives. Marriage was established in the beginning as a covenant by the word and authority of God between the man and God, the man and the woman, and the man and God. It was ordained by my word to endure forever. Mankind fell, but a covenant established by my word cannot fail, and therefore, in death they were not to be parted. It was my will that all marriages would follow the pattern of the beginning, and therefore, all other marriages would be ordained as at the first. But fallen men refused my covenant, did not hearken to my word, nor receive my promise, and marriages fell outside my rule, disorganized and without me, therefore unable to endure beyond the promises made between the mortal man and the mortal woman to end when they are dead. Covenants, promises, rights, vows, associations, and expectations that are mine will endure, and those that are not cannot endure. Everything in the world, whether it is established by men or by thrones or by dominions or by principalities or by powers that are not by my word and promise, shall be thrown down when men are dead and shall not remain in my Father's kingdom. Only those things that are by me shall remain in and after the resurrection. Marriage by me or by my word, received as a holy covenant between the woman and I, the man and the woman, and the man and I, will endure beyond death and into my Father's kingdom, worlds without end. Those who abide this covenant will pass by the angels who are appointed and enter into exaltation. Concerning them it shall be said, you shall come forth in the first resurrection. And if they covenant after the first resurrection, then in the next resurrection, and shall inherit in my kingdom their own thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all heights and depths, and shall pass by the angels and receive exaltation, the glory of which shall be a fullness and continuation of their posterity forever. Marriage is necessary for the exaltation of the man and the woman, and is ordained by me through the Holy Spirit of promise, or in other words, by my covenant, my law, and my authority. Like the marriage in Eden, marriage is a sacrament for a sacred place, on holy ground, in my presence, or where the Holy Spirit of promise can minister. But rebellion has kept mankind from inheriting what I ordained in the beginning, and therefore, women and men have been left to marry apart from me. Every marriage established by me requires that I be a part of the covenant for it to endure. For endless is my name, and without me, the marriage cannot be without end. For so long as I endure, it shall also endure, if it is made by my word and covenant. But know also that I can do my work at any time, for I have sacred space above and can do my work despite earth and hell. The wickedness of men has not prevented my will, but only kept the wicked from what they might have received. Whenever I have a people who are mine, I command them to build a house, a holy habitation, a sacred place where my presence can dwell or where the Holy Spirit of promise can minister. Because it is in such a place it has been ordained to recover you, establish by my word and oath your marriages, and endow my people with knowledge from on high that will unfold to you the mysteries of godliness, instruct you in my ways that you may walk in my path. All the outcasts of Israel will I gather to my house, and the jealousy of Ephraim and Judah will end. Ephraim will not envy Judah, and Judah will not provoke Ephraim. And again, I say to you, Abraham and Sarah sit upon a throne, for he could not be there if not for Sarah's covenant with him. Isaac and Rebekah sit upon a throne, and Isaac likewise could not be there if not for Rebekah's covenant with him. And Jacob and Rachel sit upon a throne, and Jacob could not be there if not for Rachel's covenant with him. And all these have ascended above dominions and principalities and powers to abide in my kingdom. Therefore, the marriage covenant is needed for all those who would likewise seek to obtain from me the right to continue their seed into eternity. For only through marriage can thrones and kingdoms be established.
I, the Lord, say to you, with these additions, what you have gathered as scriptures are acceptable to me for this time and contain many plain and precious things. Nevertheless, whoso is enlightened by the Spirit shall obtain the greater benefit, because you need not think they contain all my words, nor that more will not be given, for there are many things yet to be restored unto my people. It is ordained that some things are only to be given to people who are mine, and cannot otherwise be given to mankind on earth. You do not yet understand the glory to be revealed unto my covenant people. And now I will accept what you have produced, and you need not labor further to recover my words, but to complete your labors as you have agreed. You have inquired about the details, including punctuation, and what I say unto one, I say unto all. I have given to you my doctrine, and have also revealed teachings, commandments, precepts, and principles to guide you, and it is not meet that I command you in all things. Reason together and apply what I have given you, and it will be enough. The Book of Mormon was translated by the gift and power of God, and the language given to Joseph was precious. There were things of beauty in the language I revealed to Joseph that have been lost. Your work has been aided by the labor of Royal Skousen, whose diligence has pleased me. When the sealed portion of the Book of Mormon is brought forth, then will you know and understand how great things were lost to you. There will yet be records restored from all the tribes that will be gathered again as one, into one. And also, as I have said, there is some truth in the Apocrypha, including the pseudepigrapha and scrolls recovered at Nag Hammadi, and other New Testament texts uncovered since the time of Joseph Smith, and findings at Qumran. And there are other records yet to be recovered, and whoso is enlightened by the Spirit shall obtain benefit by their careful study. It is not enough to receive my covenant, but you must also abide it. And all who abide it, whether on this land or any other land, will be mine. And I will watch over them and protect them in the day of harvest and gather them in, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. I will number you among the remnant of Jacob, no longer outcasts, and you will inherit the promises of Israel. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. And the sword will not devour you. And unto those who will receive, will more be given until they know the mysteries of God in full. But remember that without the fruit of repentance and a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you cannot keep my covenant. For I, your Lord, am meek and lowly of heart. Be like me. You have all been wounded. Your hearts pierced through with sorrows because of how the world has treated you. But you have also scarred one another by your unkind treatment of each other, and you do not notice your misconduct towards others because you think yourself justified in this. You bear the scars on your countenances from the soles of your feet to the head, and every heart is faint. Your visages have been so marred that your hardness, mistrust, suspicions, resentments, fear, jealousies, and anger toward your fellow man bear outward witness of your inner self. You cannot hide it. When I appear to you, instead of confidence, you feel shame. You fear and withdraw from me because you bear the blood and sins of your treatment of brothers and sisters. Come to me, and I will make sins as scarlet become white as snow, and I will make you stand boldly before me, confident of my love. I descended below it all and know the sorrows of you all and have borne the grief of it all. And I say to you, forgive one another. Be tender with one another. Pursue judgment. Bless the oppressed. Care for the orphan and uplift the widow in her need. For I have redeemed you from being orphaned and taken you that you are no longer a widowed people. Rejoice in me, and rejoice with your brethren and sisters who are mine also. Be one. You pray each time you partake of the sacrament to always have my spirit to be with you. And what is my spirit? It is to love one another as I have loved you. Do my works, and you will know my doctrine. For you will uncover hidden mysteries by obedience to these things that cannot be uncovered in no that can be uncovered in no other way. This is the way I will restore knowledge to my people. If you return good for evil, you will cleanse yourself and know the joy of your master. You call me Lord and do well to regard me so, but to know your Lord is to love one another. Flee from the cares and longings that belong to Babylon. Obtain a new heart, for you have all been wounded. In me, you will find peace, and through me will come Zion, a place of peace and safety. There are only two ways. The way I lead, which goes upward in light and truth unto eternal lives. And if you turn from it, you follow the way of darkness and the deaths. Those who want to come where I am must be able to abide the conditions established for my Father's kingdom. I have given to you the means to understand the conditions you must abide. I came and lived in the world to be the light of the world. I have sent others who have testified me and taught you. I have sent my light into the world. Let not your hearts remain divided from one another and divided from me. Be of one heart and regard one another with charity. Measure your words before giving voice to them and consider the hearts of others. Although a man may err in understanding concerning many things, yet he can view his brother with charity and come unto me, and through me he can with patience overcome the world. I can bring him to understanding and knowledge. Therefore, if you regard one another with charity, then your brother's error in understanding will not divide you. I lead to all truth. I will lead all who come to me to the truth of all things. The fullness is to receive the truth of all things, and this too from me, in power, by my word, and in very deed. For I will come unto you if you will come unto me. Study to learn how to respect your brothers and sisters and to come together by precept, reason, and persuasion, rather than sharply disputing and wrongly condemning each other, causing anger. Take care how you invoke my name. Mankind has been controlled by the adversary through anger and jealousy, which has led to bloodshed and the misery of many souls. Even strong disagreements should not provoke anger, nor to invoke my name in vain, as if I had part in your every dispute. Pray together in humility, and together meekly present your dispute to me, and if you are contrite before me, I will tell you my part. You are not excused from writing a statement of principles that I have required at your hands. I forbade my servant David from participating and again forbid him. But I require a statement of principles to be adopted by the mutual agreement of my people. For if you cannot do so, you will be unable to accomplish other works that I will require at your hands. When you have an agreed statement of principles, I require it also to be added as a guide and standard for my people to follow. Remember, there are others who know nothing as yet of my work now underway, and therefore the guide and standard is to bless, benefit, and inform them. So I command you to be wise in word and kind in deed as you write what I require of you. Do not murmur, saying, too much has been required at our hands in too short a time. If your hearts were right, it was a light thing I have asked. You hinder and delay, and then you say, I require too much of you, and do not allow you time when, if your hearts were right and you prepared yourself, you could have finished this work long ago. Do you indeed desire to be my people? Then accept and do as I have required. Again, the husband is to hold priesthood, to baptize and bless the sacrament of bread and wine in the home, and the husband and wife are to bless their children together. For the husband to use authority to administer outward ordinances outside his own family, his wife must sustain him. I have told you that to remove authority to use priesthood outside a man's family requires a unanimous decision by 12 women. A council of 12 women must be convened either in the man's home fellowship among those who are acquainted with his daily walk, or in private at a general conference, also including among the 12 women from the conference those who are acquainted with his daily walk, so that no injustice occurs or results. Reinstatement of the man's authority must be considered by the same council of 12 women when the man petitions for the decision to be rescinded, and requires 7 of the 12 to agree upon his reinstatement, which can occur at any time. During the period of suspension, nothing affects the man's duties and responsibility to his own family. There remains a great work yet to be done. Receive my covenant and abide in it, not as in the former times when jarring jealousy, contention, and backbiting caused anger, broke hearts, and hardened the souls of those claiming to be my saints. But receive it in spirit, in meekness, and in truth. I have given you a former commandment that I, the Lord, will forgive whom I will forgive, but of you it is required to forgive all men. And again I have taught that if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. How do I act toward mankind? If men intend no offense, I take no offense. But if they are taught and should have obeyed, then I reprove and correct and forgive and forget. You cannot be at peace with one another if you take offense when none is intended. But again, I say, judge not others except by the rule you want used to weigh yourself. I will give to you words to speak to the people to accept my covenant, and you shall read these words to them. Read first to the people these words I now speak, and then read the words of the covenant, and the people who will receive and do my words and my covenant shall then stand and say yes. Then by my law and my word they will be mine, and I will be with them with and lead my people onward through the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the record of heaven, the peaceable things of immortal glory, even the Holy Ghost, which will abide with them. And you will be children of the Most High God, fellow servants, and numbered with the congregation of the just. Therefore, rejoice. And the angels are given charge to watch over and protect my people. My eyes are over the whole earth, and all men everywhere are before me. Men conspire to overthrow and oppress, and use violence to control others through fear. My spirit restrains the destroyer. to allow those who are in the world and willing to give heed to my words time to prepare. But I will not always suffer the wickedness of man. The earth groans under the wickedness of mankind upon her face, and she longs for peace to come. She withholds the abundance of her bounty because of the offenses of men against me, against one another, and against her. But if righteousness returns and my people prove by their actions, words, and thoughts to yield to my spirit and hearken to my commandments, then will the earth rejoice. For the feet of those who cry peace upon her mountains are beautiful indeed, and I, the Lord, will bring again Zion, and the earth will rejoice. In the world, tares are ripening. So I ask you, what of the wheat? Let your pride and your envy and your fears depart from you, and I will come to my tabernacle and dwell with my people in Zion, and none will overtake it. Cry peace, proclaim my words, invite those who will repent to be baptized and forgiven, and they shall obtain my spirit to guide them. The time is short, and I come quickly. Therefore, open your mouths and warn others to flee the wrath which is to come, as men in anger destroy one another. The wicked shall destroy the wicked, and I will hold the peacemakers in the palm of my hand, and none can take them from me. Be comforted. Be of good cheer. Rejoice and look up. For I am with you who remember me, and all those who watch for me, always, even unto the end. Amen.
There are four questions I will read. Please remain seated until the four questions have all been read. If after you hear all four questions, you can answer yes to all four, then you will be asked to stand and say yes to accept. First, do you believe all the words of the Lord which have been read to you this day and know them to be true and from the Lord Jesus Christ, who has condescended to provide them to you? And do you covenant with him to cease to do evil and seek to continually do good? Second, do you have faith in these things and receive the scriptures approved by the Lord as a standard to govern you in your daily walk in life, to accept the obligations established by the Book of Mormon as a covenant, and to use the scriptures to correct yourselves and to guide your words, thoughts, and deeds? Third, do you agree to assist all others who covenant to likewise accept this standard to govern their lives, to keep the Lord's will, to succor those who stand in need, to lighten the burdens of your brothers and sisters whenever you are able, and to help care for the poor among you? Fourth, and do you covenant to seek to become of one heart with those who seek the Lord to establish his righteousness? If you agree, please stand wherever you are located, either here or in a remote location, to be recognized and numbered by God and his angels. All those standing, please confirm you are willing to accept this covenant by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Please be seated. Now hear the words of the Lord to those who receive this covenant this day. All you who have turned from your wicked ways and repented of your evil doings, of lying and deceiving, and all whoredoms, and of secret abominations, idolatries, murders, priestcrafts, envying and strife, and from all wickedness and abominations, and have come unto me and been baptized in my name and have received a remission of your sins and received the Holy Ghost are now numbered with my people who are of the house of Israel. I say to you, teach your children to honor me. Seek to recover the lost sheep remnant of this land and of Israel, and no longer forsake them. Bring them unto me and teach them of my ways to walk in them. And I, the Lord your God, will be with you and will never forsake you. And I will lead you in the path which will bring peace to you in the troubling season now fast approaching. I will raise you up and protect you, abide with you, and gather you in due time. And this shall be a land of promise to you as your inheritance from me. The earth will yield her increase, and you will flourish upon the mountains and upon the hills. And the wicked will not come against you, because of the fear of the Lord will be with you. I will visit my house, which the remnant of my people shall build, and I will dwell therein to be among you. And no one need say, know ye the Lord, for you shall all know me, from the least to the greatest. I will teach you things that have been kept hidden from the foundation of the world, and your understanding will reach into heaven. And you shall be called the children of the Most High God, and I will preserve you against the harvest. And the angel sent to harvest the world will gather the wicked into bundles to be burned, but will pass over you as my peculiar treasure. But if you do not honor me, nor seek to recover my people Israel, nor teach your children to honor me, nor care for the poor among you, nor help lighten one another's burdens, then you have no promise for me, and I will raise up other people who will honor and serve me and give unto them this land. And if they repent, I will abide with them. The time is now far spent. Therefore, labor with me and do not forsake my covenant to perform it. Study my words and let them be the standard for your faith, and it will add thereto many treasures. Love one another, and you will be mine, and I will preserve you and raise you up and abide with you forever and ever. Amen.